Over the weekend, more than 50 congressional debates were broadcast in cities around the country. Candidates vying for House and Senate seats in the November election presenting their platforms and ideas. In Illinois, the candidates followed a format resembling the Lincoln-Douglas style of debates. Speaking to an audience in the open air, the debaters had 10 minutes each for opening statements and then another 10 minutes for rebuttal. The seat is up for grabs because of the retirement of Senator Paul Simon. The two major party candidates for that seat represent sharply differing visions of the role of the federal government. We have excerpts now from both of the candidates. First, we'll hear the Republican, State Senator Al Salvi.
Let me tell you how important this race for the Senate is. The balanced budget amendment, which requires that the federal government live within its means, that it balances its books. The balanced budget amendment that Paul Simon has been leading failed in the United States Senate by one vote. That's how important this race is. If I am in the U.S. Senate, if I represent you in the United States Senate, I will vote yes on the balanced budget amendment that Dick Durbin voted no on. And let me tell you how important this balanced budget amendment is. 40 cents on every income tax dollar that you send to Washington is spent on interest on the national debt. That money does not buy a single plane. It does not send a single child to school. It is completely wasted money. We are spending overall more than one-sixth of our entire budget on interest on the national debt. It is the largest item now on our budget. It is bigger than our entire national defense, and it grows every single year. I want to bring Illinois values to Washington, not the other way around. And so let me just say this. On all the great issues of our day, the defining issues in this campaign, taxes, spending, the balanced budget amendment, the issue that really frames this campaign, whether we go in the direction of more government and higher taxes and more debt, we've never had a greater tax burden and we've never had a greater debt, so don't let them tell you they just need to raise your taxes to take care of this debt. Or whether we're going to break out of this cycle of ever-increasing taxes and ever-increasing debt could very well depend on your vote in this race here in Illinois.
Al Salvi, Republican candidate for the Senate from Illinois. Dick Durbin is a Democratic member of Congress now seeking to represent Illinois in the Senate.
What is at stake here, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the most important elections in our lifetime. I honestly believe the decision we make this year in November will decide and chart the course for this country for the next century. And it is a clear choice. It is a choice between an agenda that is supported by Bob Dole, Newt Gingrich, and Al Salvi, or an agenda that is more balanced, an agenda that is fairer, an agenda that is more sensitive to real family values. You know, that is, family values turn out to be the catchphrase of this campaign. Well, I accept the challenge. I think this campaign is about family values. But let me tell you what I think family values are. I think there's a family value every time we create a job. Now, Al Salvi has criticized me for voting for the Clinton Deficit Reduction Economic Recovery Plan. Let me tell you what that plan has meant to Illinois. 413,900 new jobs. Nearly 3.5 times the number of jobs created by President Bush. And let me tell you what it's also meant. It has meant that interest rates came down and stabilized. What it meant was over 500,000 Illinoisans refinanced loans. Loretta and I refinanced our home mortgage. I'll bet people in the audience did. Maybe my opponent did. when interest rates came down because of the Clinton Economic Recovery Plan, we were able to not only make a lower mortgage payment, but also see farmers helped out and businesses expand. We have more small business ownership at this point in our nation's history than ever, and more home ownership too. And I can tell you this as well. We've been able to do this without a single Republican vote in support of it. This economic recovery has worked. Now let me also tell you something else. There are a lot of people on the other side of the aisle who pose for holy pictures about balancing the budget and reducing the deficit. Look at the record. This is the lowest deficit in the last 7 years. We have achieved it under President Clinton with Democratic leadership.
Dick Durbin, Democratic candidate for the Senate from Illinois, speaking at a debate yesterday in Charleston with Republican candidate Al Salvi.